Computer Talk with Dave Mason, helping real users use real computers in the real world. Really.
I can't help you if you won't help yourself.
I want to help you. I'm begging you. Let me help you.
No, I can't help you if you don't.
Really kind of a ironically sad song. I mean, it really is. I mean, she made it to be really defiant and smart-alecky, and she's dead now.
Yeah, and she, how's that for defiance? She would have just let someone help her.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. There's a lesson to be learned there.
There is.
So, the 4K TV.
And that is, take just enough and not too much.
Yeah.
Right. That's the lesson.
Yeah, balance it out. No, but truly, though, in moderation is the key,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, just a little bit of heroin.
Well, that's the trick. You need to know what you can take in moderation. Certain things you can't.
Well, here's the trick. This stuff screws your judgment up. So once you take it, there is no moderation. You don't know the concept of the word.
Exactly. And that's the, and if you don't know.
That's it.
And if you don't know.
It makes you an idiot.
Yep. And if you're not, if you don't know that you're more susceptible to addiction or something like that, then why would you take the chance?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just don't do it.
It turns you into an idiot.
The best way, just like my whole stance on the ultimate radar detector against the police.
Don't speed.
Is your speed. Yeah. If you go exactly the speed limit or less, it's like you're invisible to them. Yeah. Even with the radar gun on you,
yeah.
They'll just go and they won't even see you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's true.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Lessons in Life by Evil Steve and Dr. Dave. 866-821-8255. Well, let me clarify a little bit because I made some statements I think might be, you know, taken at face value kind of.
Right.
On their own.
And the one I know that was the most popular, you just got a lot of feedback on, and one was from me, is I wasn't sure exactly what you meant by same-sex wives. Multiple same-sex wives. I don't know. Of course.
That means all of your wives are female.
That's exactly what
that's what that means.
I was going to say.
That's what that means.
Isn't that a given?
Yeah. actually, I wanted to just to clarify the subpixel thing, because I made the sweeping statement that there wasn't really any benefit, and that's not true. The reason they do it is there is a benefit, but it's not the fullest extent of the benefit. In 2010, when Sharp did this first subpixel thing, they added a yellow subpixel. Now, they didn't do that because it didn't add anything. They didn't do that because it didn't improve anything. It did, but it didn't make it a 4K TV. It just improved the HD. Now, what they've done recently, and it did improve things, it just didn't make it a 4K TV. That's my point. The stuff that they're adding to their 4Ks doesn't make them an 8K. It does improve the TV. That I want to be very clear about, because I made it sound like it didn't improve the TV, that it was like just empty and put in there for no reason. And that's not true. It just doesn't make it an 8K. So here they've got a bunch of subpixels now that they're adding. So they take, you know, you've got the yellow, green, blue, or whatever the colors are, cyan, magenta, black, or whatever, you know. And
RGB.
Yeah. And they basically cut all those rows in half. So you've got on your blue, what would normally be a blue pixel, they just separate it. Now you got two smaller blue pixels. Okay, that improves things. Yeah, it does improve things. Now, it doesn't make it a 4K TV on an HD set. It's still an HD set. It's just kind of like a super HD. So that's what I wanted to be clear about, is I made it sound like it didn't have any difference at all, and that was wrong. It improves things a lot. It just doesn't make an HD a 4K and doesn't really make a 4K an 8K. It's kind of like a super 4K. It's really incredible.
It's kind of like when I got done with kindergarten, I went to super kindergarten. That's kind of what it's like.
You did?
Yeah, remember?
No.
When I went the first year, and it was a successful year, but they said, no, Steve, we're going to send you to super K so that you'll have to repeat it again, but it's a super one.
You failed?
That's even better. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't remember that.
I didn't even go to kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually 60 years old. I repeated kindergarten quite a bit.
Yeah. like 5 years.
Yeah.
You were the first pubescent first grader ever in the history of school anywhere.
Yeah, the hair loss was a giveaway.
Yeah.
That was the weird part.
I mean, the teacher's hair loss. Why is this kid's driving me nuts.
Why is Steve balding already? I tell you, it was a trying time for me. So the 4K, I was thinking about, you know, because I'm in the probably in the neighborhood of maybe getting a larger TV. I still have like a 37-inch TV.
Do you? You know what's weird? Is how small even a 47 looks now. It's weird because I don't care who you are. You can't say a 47 is a small TV.
No,
you
it's
just
not.
Can't.
No, it's not.
But it looks small now because
it's kind of a
everything's
medium,
so big.
Kind of medium-y looking.
I mean, a 50-inch, 50 yeah. inches like the medium.
55 is the sweet spot right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
That's where everybody's pushing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like becoming almost the de facto. When you go that's buy a new big
standard,
one, that's
yep.
the one because the price point's perfect.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yep.
So it's 55 or larger or you're a nobody.
Right. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can remember, you know, for years in the bedroom, we had a 13-inch TV. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't unusual.
Well, I still have a 32-inch CRT TV.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You don't use that, do you?
Yeah, it's in the bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
It's about 95 pounds.
Yeah.
I actually had to mount it to the wall structurally. It's built in so that it would support the weight of the TV. It's just incredible. So, but it's still working in the TV. The picture looks great, so I'm not doing anything with it.
Well, you know, they did have CRT HD. They yeah. did. Is yours HD?
No.
Oh, you're kidding. We just threw out an HD CRT. Threw it away. Used it as target practice.
Oh, wow.
Could have given it to you.
I don't think
it would have been an upgrade.
I don't think it's an HD.
Yeah, if it's not an HD, you couldn't watch it.
Okay, then it is. I mean,
I
bought
it's
it.
It's incredible.
I bought when it you, in the 90s.
If you walk out...
I've had it for a long time.
You know, if you watch your HD TV and then you walk in and watch that, you feel like, I mean, you feel like you can reach out and touch the
yeah. I mean, it's
the grains.
It's a good picture, so it must be. But it's one of those 32-inch.
It's an HD probably.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It was kind of semi-flat screen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's nice.
Yeah. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. You know, last week we spent a significant amount of time talking about Microsoft and how, for me, there was really a significant change that happened with Microsoft recently. You know, we really pounded on them with Windows 8 and just the stupidity, in my opinion. It seems so obvious, just literally stupid, obviously. The decisions they made with Windows 8, you know, I mean, I understood what they wanted to do, but the way they did it was so incredibly foolish to me. I just couldn't get it. I could not. I always try to take a step back and say, okay, now wait a minute. Why? You know, they're some of the best and brightest in the world at Microsoft at what they do.
Yep.
When they sit around that conference table and they do some of these design hash out things, you know, where they kind of yell and scream at each other and begin to make a roadmap to this product. How did they come up with this? You know, I try to think about what they did and why they did it and what the arguments were and what, sometimes I think, okay, Dave, you know, you have all this brilliant idea. You think, what's the negative side of this that you're not thinking about of your own idea that you think is so brilliant? Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't come up with it. Could not come up with the rationale. So it's, you know, I've been really pretty negative about Microsoft for a long time. Horrible Vista, very good Windows 7, horrible Windows 8, and just not a lot of hope. Not impressed with Microsoft Office, Office, some of the changes they made with that. Not impressed with basically forcing people to go to the cloud with some of their products and just, you know, just some really negative perspective in regards to Microsoft, and that has begun to change, and some of that has been as a result of they did a decent job with Windows 8.1 and kind of fixing things there a little bit, kind of incrementally. They have done a neat job with the latest Microsoft Slates, you know, the Surface 3s. Mm-hmm. Surface 3 Pro is a decent product. I mean, you know, some of the slobbering enthusiasm by some of the high-tech media is a little bit much, but a very good product. Still a little bit hampered by, you know, Windows 8.1, but a good product. But the biggest thing has been what it looks like Windows 10 is going to be. And then also the sort of the bleeding edge stuff of HoloLens we talked about last week, kind of a Google Glass 2.0. You know, at the time when Google is really reassessing their whole project with Google Glass, Microsoft comes out with HoloLens. It looks very, very promising. We'll come back, talk about some more details right after this.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.